This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Taliban say they have taken control of Panjshir, the province north of Kabul. The province was the last holdout of anti-Taliban forces in the country and the only one the Taliban had not seized during their sweep last month. Thousands of Taliban fighters overrun 8 districts overnight, according to witnesses from the area. The anti-Taliban fighters had been led by the former vice president and the son of the iconic anti-Taliban fighter Ahmad Shah Massoud, who was killed just days before the 9/11 attacks in the United States. Mutinous soldiers in Western African nation of Guinea have detained the president Alpha Conde in an apparent coup. The video of the president in military custody was released after hours of heavy gunfire broke out Sunday near the presidential palace. An army colonel also seized the public airwaves, telling the nation that Conde's government is dissolved and the constitution invalid. The defense ministry initially claimed the attack had been thwarted. Conde had been in power for more than a decade, but saw his popularity plummet after he sought a third term last year, saying that the term limits did not apply to him. In Thailand, it's the worst coronavirus surge yet. Lockdown measures have reduced what little Bangkok's have-nots have to zero. Their plight has given rise to volunteer groups working to ensure that the poor survive. The volunteers have supplied more than food. They brought oxygen to patients stuck at home, tested whole communities, and helped open isolation facilities so sick people do not infect their families. This is VOA News. Most of New Zealand will move out of lockdown Tuesday, except for the largest city of Auckland, which will remain in the strictest type of lockdown until at least next week. That's according to the government. The nation has been battling an outbreak of the Delta variant of the coronavirus since last month. All recent cases have been found in Auckland, including 20 that were found on Monday. Mexican border agents and police broke up a caravan of hundreds of migrants who had set out from southernmost Mexico. It was a fourth such caravan officials have raided in recent weeks and days. A group of about 800 was made up largely of Central Americans, Haitians, Venezuelans, and Cubans. They'd spent the night at a basketball court some 40 kilometers from the border, where they had been kept awaiting processing by Mexican immigration officials. Shortly before dawn, immigration agents backed by police with anti-riot gear went into the crowd, pushing many into trucks and sending others fleeing. The Tokyo Paralympics have closed to end a saga that began 8 years ago, when the Japanese capital was named the host city of the International Olympic Committee. The Paralympics ended a 13-day run in a circus-like ceremony at the National Stadium. The Olympics closed almost a month ago. These were unprecedented Olympics and Paralympics. They were postponed for a whole year and marked by footnotes, asterisks, and no fans, except for a few outlying venues away from Tokyo during the Olympics, and a few thousand school children who were allowed into Paralympic venues. Recapping one of our top stories, the Taliban now say that they have in fact taken control of Panjshir. It's a province north of the capital, Kabul. The province was the last holdout of anti-Taliban forces in the country. It was the only province the Taliban had not seized during their sweep just last month. Thousands of Taliban fighters overran 8 districts of Panjshir overnight. That's according to witnesses from that area. The anti-Taliban fighters had been led by a former vice president, who was also the son of the iconic anti-Taliban fighter, Ahmad Shah Massoud. He was killed just days before the 9/11 attacks in the United States. More at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. Via remotes, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.